Hey there, good people. Welcome to Blackberries, where we share sweet hand-picked stories, especially for Black kids. Presented by The H Word. On this episode, I'll be reading I Want a Monkey and Where Do Hippos Play by Daniel Errico. You can find the link for these stories in the episode description. I want a monkey who scratches his head. He'd swing from the lights and he'd jump on the bed. Everyone has wanted a pet at one point or another, but what happens when regular pets won't do? Wally dreams about rambunctious monkeys, noisy otters, and playful giraffes. But will he ever find the perfect pet? I Want a Monkey by Daniel Errico. Wally was sure that he wanted a pet. He talked to his dad about which pet to get. I want a monkey who scratches his head. He'd swing in the house and he'd jump on the bed. Well, said his dad in a kind sort of way, do you know that monkeys eat bugs every day? Oh no, Wally said. We have none to eat. Mom likes to squash all the bugs with her feet. Then I want a hippo, he screamed to his dad. He'd eat all our trash and Mom would be glad. Hippos need water. It helps them stay cool. I guess we could build him a giant-sized pool. No, Wally. He'd be too big to dry. We'd need a mountain of towels to even try. I want an otter who triple backflips. I practice swimming when we go for dips. Did you know most otters can whistle and chirp? They growl and snort and perhaps even burp. Oh, Wally said with a sad-looking frown. We'd have to tell him to keep the noise down. Let's get a giraffe, Wally said with a smile. I'd slide from his neck to a giant clothes pile. Giraffes hold the record for tallest of all. The jump from their head is a 20-foot fall. Gosh, Wally said as he looked at the ceiling. He'd bump his head even if he were kneeling. Well, how about a bunny? He said to his dad. A fluffy and floppy one can't be that bad. Bunnies like eating and chew all your stuff. Raising a bunny can be really tough. Wow, Wally answered. Is that really true? Picking a pet is not easy to do. I want a fish, Wally said. Let's get one. I think a goldfish could be lots of fun. Said his dad with a look of delight. Good idea, Wally. I think that you're right. They're really good swimmers and make funny faces. And if we get two, we could watch them have races. Okay, said his dad. That's just what we'll do. One goldfish for me and one goldfish for you. The end. When Do Hippos Play? By Daniel Errico. By the African river known as the Nile, the sun fell away and it rested a while. The rhinos had braved all the smoldering heat. They lay down to sleep as they wiped off their feet. The elephants marched to their elephant beds and gently they rested their elephant heads. The hippos went bathing in cool, shallow pools, thinking the rhinos and elephants fools. Slowly, the hippos sank into the river, the water so cold that it gave them a shiver. Hippos can't swim, like the pelicans think. They also can't float. They could easily sink. Underwater, they fell to the soft riverbed, on darkish green plants with a smidgen of red. They strolled on the bottom, then bounced up for air. They did it for hours without any care. The fish followed closely and wove in and out, under their belly and up to their snout. Each of the hippos came to the shore to feed on the grass by the river once more. They dried off their bodies by shaking and stomping and took bites of grass, chewing and chomping, yum, yum, yum. When night fading fast, they were full from their feast. the sun returned back, rising up from the east. The hippos crept off to collapse for the day, while rhinos and elephants got up to play. Enjoying the warmth of the sun and its light, never knowing the story of hippos at night. The end. Thanks for listening to Blackberry's Little Ones. What did you think about the story? You can tell me all about it in a voice message. Ask Mom and Dad to find the instructions in the episode description, and I may play your response on the next episode. Grown-ups, check us out on the H-Word at www.thehwordblogs.com and at the H-Word Blogs on social media for more content. That's THEHWORDBLOGS. See you next week.